Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, a graduate from the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 14, 1951, the Barbados Advocate newspaper carried a report entitled Many Care Little for Adult Suffrage. The report revealed the thoughts and the feelings of some of the Barbadian populace towards their newly acquired right to vote, as thousands of Barbadians had become eligible to vote for the first time in the upcoming general election on December the 14th due to the passing of the Adult Suffrage Act. Before the passing of the Adult Suffrage Act, persons in Barbados were only eligible to vote based on high income and property qualifications, which were completely out of the reach of the vast majority of the population. For instance, the voting register for 1935 recorded only 3,500 persons voting, and in 1948, only 30,000 voting. This is in stark comparison to the estimated 107,000 persons who would now be eligible to vote. No longer would persons be required to have a justice of the peace vouch for the legitimacy of their qualifications, or would they have to go and register themselves to vote. An election officer was now assigned to go around to homes to register those who can vote. However, there were many persons who outrightly declared their disdain for voting, who, in their words, did not care one straw about voting. There were also hundreds who believed that they were now too old and have lamented that it would be too much for them to hobble down to a center to vote for anyone. There were also many more who detested and resisted being registered to vote. And they were also those who simply did not even think about voting at all. One lady who could not vote under the previous old system, but who was now eligible to vote, audaciously proclaimed, "What has the government done for me?" Refusing to take into consideration that she now held the power to decide who could do something for her, showed how opposed she was to voting. With this pervasive mindset arising within the population, Mr. L.A. Chase, supervising officer of the elections, believed that it was time to initiate a public education program to quell and correct this anti-voting rhetoric. He suggested that the public education campaign be one where workers would be on the ground, interacting with the population, educating them on the importance of voting and registering. Out of the 107,000 persons who were now eligible to vote in 1951, 7,000 were in Bridgetown, 38,000 in St. Michael, 13,000 in Christchurch, 7,000 in St. Philip, 7,000 in St. George, 3,000 in St. Andrew, 4,000 in St. Lucy, 5,000 in St. John, 4,000 in St. Peter, 6,000 in St. James, and 3,000 in St. Joseph. But even though decades have passed, pockets of this anti-voting rhetoric can still be found within the populace today. Perhaps more public education on the importance of voting and how we were able to obtain the vote could help to combat this apathy and reignite a sense of civic responsibility. For after all, understanding the cost of silence can be the first step towards reclaiming the power of one's voice.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.